The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In those days, a decree went forth from Caesar Augustus that a census was to be taken of the whole world. This was the first census while Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph, too, went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his espoused, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the place where travelers lodged. Now there were shepherds in that region, living in the fields and keeping night watch over their flocks. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were very much afraid. The angel said, "Fear not. Behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in high heaven, peace on earth to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Over the past several weeks, several people have lamented to me that Christmas has lost its focus, that it's all about gift-giving and material and secular things, and we need to put Christ back into Christmas. If we want to put Christ into Christmas, we simply need to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, to welcome the stranger, to embrace the immigrant who is fleeing poverty and violence. If we want to put Christ into Christmas, we nearly need to do what Jesus asked us to do. Amen.